And that is something that we can praise God for today. So we're going to sing two songs now to praise our big God who has sent his son for us because of his love for us. Emma's going to help us with the actions. So if you do know the actions, please do join in and let's stand and sing. Stand up and someone from our welcome team will be happy to come and give you one.
Our first reading today is from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, which is on page 1172 of the Church Bibles. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And our second reading is going to be from Matthew chapter 11 on page 976 of the Church Bibles. And we're going to be reading verses 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Tim. Good morning, everybody. Oh, come on, you can do a bit better than that. It's going to be hard work, isn't it? Good morning. Ah, that's much better. My name's Nathan. I'm one of the other pastors here. It's really great to meet you this morning if I haven't yet had the chance to. Just to say, in a few moments, we're going to be thinking about those Bible readings together. Just a couple of things. First of all, thank you for praying. Me and Gareth had a great trip to the States last week, visiting our partner church. Hopefully be able to fill you in some more on that later on this week, perhaps at the prayer meeting if you come along. The second thing, just to say very briefly, is I just want to say sorry for the big kind of hoo-ha with our church heating system. It's taken us nearly 5 months, and we thought we'd got it fixed, and it turns out that we haven't yet got it fixed. So thank you for your patience. In large part, that's down to the company we're using. They haven't done some things very well, but we've got a meeting with them this week. I know it seems like a trivial thing in the bigger scheme of the things going on in the world, but please pray that we get that sorted this week, because it's all over the place. So we'd love you to pray for that. And now we're going to turn to something more important, which we're going to think about those Bible passages together. So will you join me in a prayer? And let's ask for God's help as we consider this part of his word together. Our Father in heaven, we want to say thank you this morning for the most beautiful character of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to say thank you as well as his people, as those trusting him, for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray this morning, please, that we would know what it is to have him grow his fruit in us, that we would become more like him. Father, we pray, please, that you would change us this morning as we think again on the fruit of the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to get this out of the way for a second. Now, who knows what we've been doing? We've already prayed about it. What have we been doing on a Sunday at our all ages? Yeah, Eleanor. The fruit of the Spirit. Wonderful. My fruit tree's disappeared. Lucas is gone. I need my fruit tree. I need another grown-up. Who's going to be a fruit tree for me this morning? Dad is. Well done. You volunteered. Good one, Tim. You can come bring my fruit tree. Here we go. So here's what we've been learning. When somebody becomes a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, when somebody trusts in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins, the Holy Spirit, can you just undo a button or two there, Tim? There we go. Woo! That's okay. I know he's got a t-shirt on underneath because there you go. So look, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside somebody. There you go. So the Holy Spirit is a gift from God when somebody believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit kind of turns us into a bit of a tree, not a broccoli, a tree. There he is. And as the Holy Spirit is at work on the inside, he starts to grow his fruit, his attributes on the outside. So can you name some of the things that we've already looked at? Yes, let's go. What's one of them? Peace. Wonderful. Do you want to come and hang that on the tree quickly for me? There we go. We're going to do that one. What's another one? Joy, come and hang joy on the Tim tree for me. Here we go. I think Lucas has deliberately stayed out of the room this morning. William, love, come and hang love on the Tim tree. Here we go. You going to come see that one? Aviv, peace. Well, patience, did you say? Yeah, lovely. Come and do that one. Yes. Faithfulness. Oh, that's the big one, because that's the one we looked at last time. Do you want to come and hang that one on? Wonderful. Eleanor, you've got a choice of two left. One begins with G and ends in goodness, udness. And one begins with K and ends in I-ness. There we go. Oh, well done. That's good. And yeah, what's the last one? Kindness. Wonderful. Do you want to come and hang it on? Sorry, Tobias. We haven't quite got enough fruits to go around. So here we go. The Holy Spirit at working on the inside of us, transforming us so that our lives become more full of goodness and love and joy and faithfulness and kindness, patience and peace. Tim, you can sit down. Thank you, brother. The Holy Spirit's really at work in you, brother, today. That's great. Now, today, we've got two left in our All Ages, okay? Today, we're going to be thinking about another fruit of the Spirit. And today's word is gentleness. Can we say that together? Gentleness. Now, there's a sign, a Makaton sign for that, and it's this, okay? So you do this, and it's gentleness. Can we do that? One, two, three. Gentleness. Now, what we're going to do this morning as we think about gentleness is we're going to think about three things. We're going to ask the question, what is it? And then you're going to be able to give me an answer by the end of this morning, hopefully. And then we're going to think about, well, where do we see this gentleness? If we want to look at it and copy it, where do we see it? So I'm going to ask the question, where do we see it? And you're going to give me an answer. And then we're going to look at two examples from the New Testament. So you ready for that this morning? Yeah. Boys and girls, you ready for that? Grown-ups, are you ready?
Yes.
Good. I'm just checking you're alive, okay? Because this is good this morning. So here we go. What is gentleness? That's what we need to think about this morning. What is gentleness? What kind of people does the Holy Spirit want us to be? Oh, yeah, you know what it is. That's great. Come on, give us, see what is gentleness? Kind, that's right. Now, it's actually, I've really struggled this week to describe the gentleness without using the other words in the fruit of the Spirit, if you think about it, because there's all sorts of words there. But I'm going to give you a really simple definition, okay? And this actually comes from Aristotle, which I know sounds a bit grand, but this is his definition of gentleness, which is friendliness. Can we say that? One, two, three. Friendliness. So if I said, what is gentleness? You say?
Friendliness.
Friendliness. It means, in its simplest form, being friendly towards others. Friendly in the way that we act and the way that we react to people. Now, sometimes we can think about being friendly to our friends. You know, that's a little bit easier, although sometimes we're not very good at that as well. But we think about being friendly to our friends. But when we see the fruit of the Spirit gentleness, it's talking about being friendly to those that we like and those that we struggle to like, those perhaps who haven't been very kind to us. It's talking about being gentle and friendly towards those that we perhaps don't know so well. So in thinking about a word and trying to understand a word, sometimes it helps if you think about the opposite of that word. So can you help me to think about what might be the opposite of gentle? Can you think about that? Got any ideas? Growing up, so you maybe help out with that. William, what do you think? Rough. Yeah, now that's a good opposite word, isn't it? So gentle, we can think about that, but the opposite might be rough. So say, for example, somebody takes something that belongs to you, you might be rough with your words. So you might say, oi, why did you take that away? That's mine. Now, is that gentle or rough with your words? What do you think? That's rough, isn't it? Or you might, if someone takes something away from you, you might go and be rough with your actions because you might grab it off them. You might give them a push and pull it back. Now, is that gentle or is that rough? That's rough. And the Holy Spirit, you see, wants us to be friendly. He wants us to be gentle. He is transforming us, growing us to be gentle at school, at home, in our families, when we're driving our cars, grown-ups, when we're in a shop at it's a queue and someone's taking ages to do something and you're like, oh, got to be somewhere. The Holy Spirit wants us to be friendly, wants us to be gentle. Now, I've got two examples just to help us think about this a little bit more. First of all, I want to tell you about Terry. Okay, here's Terry. Now, Terry was playing football in the playground with his friends. And then all of a sudden, the year six children start to come along. I know there's some year sixes here. They come along and they say, right, we're going to have that football. And they take Terry's football away. And the game stops and they take it to another part of the playground. And Terry is, how do you think Terry feels? Give me a face to show how Terry feels. Oh, yeah, look at that. Ooh, Terry is mad because his football's been taken away. And so Terry is feeling really angry. But Terry very calmly walks over to the year six children and he says, excuse me, we were having a really good game of football. Can I have my football back, please? Now, was Terry gentle? Give me a thumbs up if you think he was gentle. Or was he rough? What do you think he is? He was gentle, wasn't he? He wasn't harsh with his words. He was friendly in the way that he dealt with those year six children. Or what about Florence? Here's Florence. Florence loves computer games. Anyone here love computer games? I know some of the grown-ups do too. You can put your hand up. It's okay. Florence loved playing computer games, and she got a brand new computer game, and she wanted to teach her little brother how to play this computer game. And so they were sitting together in their room, but the little brother just couldn't get the hang of it. He kept pressing the wrong button, and the game paused, and then it exited, and Florence is getting more and more mad. How do you think Florence is feeling inside? Give me that face. She is mad. And so, do you know what she does to her brother? She gets up. She gives him a push, she takes the controller away, and she says, you get out my room, you're rubbish at this, I don't want you in here anymore. Now, was Florence friendly, gentle, or was she rough? What do you think? She was rough, wasn't she? And the Holy Spirit, you see, wants us to be those who are friendly. Gentleness, this work of the Spirit in us, is all about friendliness. And in fact, if we could put it like this morning, it's about being friendly, not fiery, if I could put it like that. So here we go. Can you give me a fiery face? It's about being friendly, not fiery. Now, just to kind of stretch this a little bit further, boys and girls, if that's all you take away today, that's fine. But I want you to think about this. When this Greek word that's translated gentleness is used in a literature outside of the Bible, it tends to refer to a tamed animal. So think about that for a moment. A tamed animal, a really strong, really powerful animal that has been tamed. So I want you to think about an elephant for a moment, okay? So an elephant is an extremely strong and powerful animal. It can, with its trunk, it can rip down trees. It can pull down buildings. It can rampage and stampede a whole village. And yet when an elephant is tamed, it can use its trunk to pick up just a single blade of grass. And it can use its trunk even to pick up a person gently without crushing them. And gentleness in the Bible is a little bit like that. It is the ability to tame our tempers. It is the ability to control all that strength that's inside us and use it properly in the way that we act and the way that we react to people. And that is the kind of people that the Holy Spirit wants us to become. That is the kind of people that Jesus wants his church to be. Friendly, gentle towards one another, to our friends and to our enemies. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. Gentleness, what is it? And you say, friendliness. Gentleness is friendliness. But here's the question I want to think about now. Where do we see this? Where do we see this? In the Bible. Wonderful. We do see it in the Bible, but actually more specifically, we see it in Jesus. So I'm going to say, where do we see it? And you say?
Jesus.
You need to say it with a bit more enthusiasm than that. I'm really sorry, because this is good news, okay? Where do we see it? Wonderful. Thank you, Eleanor. You get special extra points. You can have an extra biscuit after church. There we go. We see it in Jesus. Who likes Blue Peter? Anyone like Blue Peter? I love Blue Peter. Some of the grown-ups will have watched Blue Peter. It's been going on for years, since the dinosaurs, since some of these people were alive. It's been going on for a long time. And in that show, they always make something, don't they? And as they're making it, they pull one out from under the desk and they say, here's one I made earlier, so that you can see what it looks like. You know what you're trying to aim for. And in the Bible, we discover that Jesus is the perfect example of friendliness in dealing with others. Gentleness towards everyone that he met, both those who liked him and he liked, and towards his enemies, those who didn't like him very much. And in fact, the gospel story, the story that unites us this morning, the story, the very reason we're here, the gospel of Jesus Christ is a story of God's gentleness towards us. It's a story of God's friendliness towards those who haven't been very friendly to him. A story of God's love for people who've made him angry because of our sins. And hopefully it'll appear on the screen, but this is what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 29 says this. It's not that one. It's the one after this. Let me read you what it says. Matthew chapter 11, if you're growing up, so you've got a Bible. He says this, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because he says, for I am gentle. Can we say that together? I am gentle. Jesus says, he tells people listening to him that he is friendly towards people. See, actually, can we have that verse back on the screen, if that's okay? Because this is what he says. This is how we know he's friendly. He says, come to me. You know, don't run away from me. Come to me. Even though you have ignored me, even though you've lived life like God doesn't exist, even though you've chosen to do things your own way, don't run away from me. Come to me. And I will give you rest. The rest of forgiveness of sins, the rest of salvation, the rest of relationship with God, the rest of eternal life. See, Jesus didn't come from heaven. Think about the Christmas story. He didn't come from heaven rampaging. He wasn't an angry child who grew up to be an angry man and grabbing people and shouting at them and saying, you've walked away from God. You shouldn't have done that. You're so silly. You're heading for judgment. Jesus wasn't rough. Jesus was friendly. He was gentle. And he came to be gentle, to be friendly towards us. Jesus said, what did he say? I am gentle. I'm gentle. And you see this all the way through the life of Jesus. A little bit later in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew chapter 21, we see this as Jesus rides on a donkey into Jerusalem. It says this, see your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That doesn't mean that Jesus was a weakling, that he was a wimp who couldn't stand up to people. It meant that he'd come with an attitude of gentleness, friendliness towards us. See, Jesus was the king, and he was coming to his city, Jerusalem, and he could have ridden in on a war horse, and he could have come to duff up all his enemies, but he didn't come like that. He came gentle, friendly, so gentle, so friendly, that he was going to give his life on a cross instead of our life, so that we might be restored to God, that we might find rest for our souls. At his first coming, Jesus did not come as a rough king to get rid of all his enemies. He came as a gentle king. And this gentleness of Jesus, and I want you to see this and enjoy this morning, because this gentleness of Jesus is all the way through his life. Now I need 4 volunteers. Can I have 4 volunteers? William, yep, do you want to come as well? Yep, do you want to come? Let's go. Yeah, come on. All 4 of you, come up. That's great. I need some help for a moment because we need to think about the life of Jesus. Do you want to come up here? If you want to think about the life of Jesus, right, could you hold that one for me? And then you can hold this one. Hold them up nice and high so that people can see them. And then if you could hold this one for me nice and high so everyone can see it. And you hold this one. Nice. Okay, let's think together for a moment about the story of Jesus. Okay, here is Jesus healing the sick. When Jesus was on earth, he was friendly towards people. People who came to him with their troubles and their problems and their diseases, they were healed. Jesus was friendly towards them. He never turned anyone away. Or think about this one here. Now, this person here is questioning Jesus. Okay? People got angry with Jesus. They tried to trip him up and trap him. And did Jesus answer them with rough words? No. He answered them with gentle words. He was always friendly, even towards those who were trying to trap him. What about this one here? Oh, I think that's the healing one. I'm very sorry. This was the healing one over here. This is the disciples. Think about Jesus with his disciples. So many times you're reading the story of the disciples and they're learning from Jesus and he's teaching them and they just don't get it, which encourages me because I don't get it sometimes. And Jesus is gentle with his disciples. But if you really want to see the gentleness of Jesus, then you have to go to the cross. Because at the cross, even when they were treating him so badly, Jesus was nailed to the cross and he prayed, "Father, forgive them." That's gentleness, isn't it? And Peter, one of his closest disciples, tells us that even though they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. That's gentleness, isn't it? Friends, thank you so much. Do you guys want to put those down and sit down? Let's give them a round of applause for helping. Where do we see gentleness? 1, 2, 3. Jesus. We see it in Jesus. And if you want to know what it looks like for the Holy Spirit to be growing you into a gentle person, then you have to look at Jesus Christ. You know, in Galatians, grown-ups, if you've got Galatians in front of you, it talks about keeping in step with the Spirit. And I don't know if you've ever been somewhere where they put little footprints on the floor to show you where to go. Have you had that before? You've done that. So once I went to a children's hospital with my children, and they had these little footprints on the floor to show you where to go. And for us, as people who are following Jesus Christ, that the Bible, and as it tells us the story of Jesus, is putting little footprints on the floor. Every time you read about the life of Jesus, you see that the footprints where you're meant to put your feet. And the Holy Spirit, to keep in step with the Spirit, means we keep in step with the things that we see Jesus doing. Gentle, patient, friendly. Jesus is our example, our perfect example of gentleness. There's an old Victorian preacher called Charles Spurgeon, okay? And he talks in big flowery language. But this is what he said. I'm going to read it to you because I think this is really cool. He says this: "For those who are much with Christ become much like Christ." In other words, he's saying if you spend time with Jesus, then you become more and more like him. And he uses this example. He says, if you lie on a bed of spices. Now, I have no idea why anyone would lie on a bed of spices. But imagine you do, okay? Or you take a bed and you get your mum's perfume or something and you pour it all over the bed and then you lie on it. What's going to happen when you get up? You're going to smell of it, aren't you? And Spurgeon says that the more time you spend with Jesus, the more time that you lie on him and you look at his life, the more that your life will smell of him. We grow. Charles Spurgeon says this. He says, "And so do the saints," that's the believer in Jesus, "and the Savior grow like each other after years of acquaintance. Only the growth is all on one side. We grow up into him in all things." Think about this for a moment. What is your view of Jesus? All of us will have a mental picture of Jesus, won't we? And maybe some of us, maybe boys and girls, you think that Jesus is up in heaven and he's like an angry teacher who's waiting to tell you off for something that you've done wrong. But actually, that's not the view the Bible gives us of Jesus. It tells us, what does Jesus tell us? Can we say this together? 1, 2, 3. I am gentle. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And the Jesus that we read about on the pages of the Bible, the gospel stories, is the Jesus who's still gentle today. Isn't that good news? If you're struggling with something, or you're struggling to believe something about God that the Bible tells us, or you're struggling with a particular sin, Jesus is gentle, and he wants to help us. Isn't that good news? So here we go. We've got some questions, boys and girls. Gentleness, we're going to do the thing. One, two, three. Gentleness. What is it? Where do we see it?
Jesus.
Wonderful. We're getting there. But let me just finish this morning with two examples from the New Testament. Okay, I want to give two examples. They should be down here somewhere. Two examples that the New Testament gives us of how we should work at our gentleness with the help of the Holy Spirit. The first is this. The Holy Spirit wants us to be gentle in the way that we share the gospel with others. Let me put a verse on the screen. Okay, it's the same word. We're thinking about this one word today, gentleness. Is that going to appear on the screen? 1 Peter chapter 3. Here it is. This is what Peter says. He says, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord." So what Peter wants us to do is to live our lives with Jesus in charge. To constantly be saying, "Jesus, you're Lord. That's who you are. You came to save us." So we live like this. And then it says this, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have." So he's saying, look, if people ask you, well, why do you believe that about Jesus? Why are you so sure that when you die, you'll be with him forever? Why do you believe that? Jesus wants us to talk about him to other people. But how are we to do it? Have a look. What does it say? Can you read that there? It says, "But do this with gentleness." There's the word. Do this with gentleness and respect. Jesus really wants us to talk to others about him. But there's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it. Now, this came home to me when I was a young man, okay? I was 18 years old, and I used to get a train every day from where I lived, near Brighton, into London Bridge. And one evening, I was really late home from my job, and there was a man on the platform at London Bridge shouting things about Jesus, okay? He was like, "Oh, you need to believe in Jesus," he was shouting at the end of the platform. And he was saying, "You're all going to perish if you don't believe in Jesus." Now, he was saying really true things, and he was speaking the truth, but he was really angry. And I remember sitting there watching him thinking, why is he so angry? And then I watched another Christian, another believer, go up to him and say, "Brother, you don't need to be angry, because these are really good things." And so I was remembering at this time that actually the way that we share the gospel with people should match the message of the gospel. And the gospel is a message of God's gentleness towards us. And the way that we share it should be in a way that's gentle towards others. And that's just one of the ways that the Holy Spirit wants us to live out this gentleness. Some people will get quite angry with us for what we believe. But we've got to be gentle in the way that we speak to others. We must speak the truth in love. So the first way he wants us to be gentle is the way that we speak the gospel to others. The second way is he wants us to be gentle in the way that we restore other believers who are sinning. Let me just put a verse up on the screen again. Here's Galatians. It's the same word. Just want you to think about these two examples, okay? "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently." The other day, I saw a car driving the wrong way up the one-way system, okay? It happens quite a lot, so you don't need to panic. Happens quite a lot. And so it was driving fairly slowly, so I tapped on its window, and I was trying to say, "You're going the wrong way, mate. You want to go that way?" Anyway, I think the guy thought I was trying to carjack him, because he then sped up, he accelerated up the one-way system in the most horrendous way. But there's this thing, if someone's going the wrong way, it's actually a kind thing to do, isn't it? To tell them to turn around. Like, I didn't want him to bump into a bus coming down the other way. And so it's a loving thing to do. And in the church family, one of the things that we're called to do is to tap on each other's windows if we think someone's going the wrong way. We're to call one another to say, hey, listen, I don't think that thing you're doing is what Jesus says we should do. And we're meant to help one another to turn around and go in the right way. But again, there's a right way to do that, and there's a wrong way to do that. And the right way is with gentleness. The right way is to not come in rough, like we're better, like we're arrogant, impatiently, but we're to be gentle with one another. We're to restore each other gently. Good, you've listened really well this morning, boys and girls, you've been fantastic. We're going to go for our questions, okay? So let's do this one. What are we thinking about today? Gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. He wants us to become gentle people. Now, what is it?
Gentleness.
Not.
Yeah.
Where do we see it?
Jesus.
Because he says,
I am gentle.
And two examples in the way we share the gospel and the way we restore one another. Friends, we need to pray, don't we, that the Holy Spirit turns us into gentle people. And we need to pursue gentleness this week. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're here, and as yet you don't know God as someone who's gentle, maybe you've got this view of God that he's just there to judge people, to bring us up, pull us up for the things we've done, then I want to urge you this morning to get to know Jesus. Jesus, who is gentle. And I want to urge you to do what he says and come to him, because he can give you rest for your soul. Will you do that this morning? Let me pray some of that in for us, and then we're going to sing in response. Our Father in heaven, we want to thank you for Jesus, who is gentle with us. Thank you that he is friendly towards us. We ask, please, that you would make us like him. That you would help us to keep in step with the Spirit this week, putting our feet in the places that Jesus has walked. Help us with our words and actions to be gentle towards others, especially in the way that we share the gospel, and especially in the way that we restore one another. And we ask this, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's celebrate, shall we, our wonderful Jesus. We're going to sing Jesus, Strong and Kind, because he's gentle.